弟兄姊妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我这个还没有 turn on 呢，我这个 microphone 还没 turn on。
有没有声音啊？有了哈，感谢主。今天早上看到王教授在这里，很高兴。昨天晚上举的例子，没有人听得懂。我说68年之前呢，我是乡下的孩子，到这个九龙深水埗这个青山道去聚会，喜乐堂去聚会，显目的就是一个大的招牌上面，用油漆写的是当预备迎接你的神。
So last night, I did not see Professor Wong here, so I don't think most of the brothers and sisters actually understood what I was referring to. So about 68 years ago, I was coming out of the villages, I was going to Kulong, and I went to this chapel, and on top of it says, get ready to meet your God.
那么去了那第一次之后啊，那个喜乐堂很吸引我，我常常有机会，找机会，就到喜乐堂去聚会。
And I was very impressed, and I really enjoyed worshiping at this chapel. So every opportunity I had, I would always go there.
那么你知道我讲这个原因呢，就是一个乡下的人知道有个音乐家，有一个钢琴，这个闻名的音乐家在那弹琴，那就是王教授。
And one of the reasons why I enjoyed going there as a country boy was I heard that there was a wonderful pianist.That played at that chapel, and that was Professor Wang.
后来因为他呢，不但是在喜乐堂弹琴啊，还到播道会去弹琴，所以呢，有时候也要去播道会去聚会。
And so sometimes she would serve as a pianist in different locations, and I would always follow her around.
Not always, but sometimes.
Sometimes follow her around.
但是我每次见到她都怕得要死啊。
But every time I went there, she was kind of.Scared.
一直到美国的时候，因为这个陈忠生的缘故，还有王穗华的缘故，他是我的老同学，所以见到勾音阶，我们的叫好了很多，不怕了。
So after I came to America, and then it's through Uncle Philip that we got to know each other better, and then she was no longer afraid of me.
今天早上的题目叫做预备迎接你的神。
And the topic, the theme for today, this morning is that get ready to meet your God.
这个是秋灵会的第二讲。
And this is the second session of the fall retreat.
神接着先知阿摩斯向当时的选民来提出这个，你当预备迎接你的神。
So God, through his prophet Amos, gave this message to his chosen people, to God's chosen people, that
宣告他们所犯的罪。
Prepare to meet your God and to proclaim the sins that they have committed.
不留情的向住在撒玛利亚的百姓来预言神将来怎么样审判。
And so without withholding anything, he proclaimed what was to come to the chosen people of the area of Samaria.
一次两次三次，所以昨天晚上讲三番四次的这个预言，三番四次的给你机会，你都不归回神。
And as last night we mentioned that again and again, there was warnings given to them, yet they never returned to God.
如果不回转呢，审判是一定来到的。
And if you do not repent and turn back to God, then the punishment is coming.
因为神是不放轻那些犯罪的人。
Because God does not look lightly upon those that have sinned.
神是轻慢不得的。
You cannot come gently before God.
人种的是什么，就是收的是什么。
What you plant is what you harvest.
所以呢，我觉得今天的时代啊，讲这个题目还是很新鲜的。
And I think this topic is still usable in today's generation.
我们住在美国，住在安逸的社会里边呢，我们常常觉得我们都样样都有啊。
And as we live in this prosperous country, and as we live here, we feel that we have everything.
就好像从前以色列国那个时候耶罗波安第二在世的时候，国家太平，君主呢也很能干。那么这个 附近的敌人呢也不来侵略他们。
And it's just as if we're living in the era of Jeroboam in terms of the nation's economy was doing really well. There was peace with all the nations around us.
以色列人睡在绣花的床榻上面，还有象牙这个香的床架上面啊，吃牛肉啊，吃羊排。
So the Israelites living in their high society, sleeping on ivory beds, and they were able to eat beef and to enjoy different luxuries.
我住的地方有开了一个餐馆呢。
There was a restaurant that where I live, where I live.
有个一进去有个招牌，大口吃肉。
And you walk into it, it says that you can eat to your heart's content.
哎 ，heart's content， 对，大碗喝酒。
And it's big bowls and big drinks.
啊，当然了，在座的好像上了年纪，有不敢吃牛肉，有不敢吃羊肉，啊，都是鲜红的肉不敢吃，所以吃鸡啊，啊，吃蔬菜了啊。
And so among a lot of us, we probably as we get up in age, we tend to stay away from those that have red meat, such as beef and lamb.
今天呢，也是用上等的油抹身。Good oil.
Oh, so when we cook, we actually want to use good.
No, not good cook. When you take a bath.
Oh.
就很好的油，很好的高油来抹自己的身体。
When we bathe, we want to use good soap in terms of wash ourselves.
Wash yourselves. 然后擦完呢，擦这个 lotion 呢。
And then afterwards, we put on lotion.
非常好的 lotion 呢。
Great lotion.
每天听的音乐是这个。所以叫做非非之音啊啊，不是 rock and roll， 然后 classic rock， 还有其他各种的声音啊。
And we listen to all types of music that soothes our soul.
哪里顾得神的话呢
？Why do we even care about the word of God？
难怪这深水埗青山道上面写那个大字，你当预备迎接你的神。
And that is why this chapel on top of it has a sign that says, "Prepare to meet your God."
你当预备迎接的神，什么人经过的时候，在喜乐堂的门口都看到这个字。
And everybody that passed by the chapel see the signs, prepare to meet your God.
在以色列的国家里边，有一个乡下人从南方来的，他是牧羊人，也是采桑树的，先知阿摩斯在那里讲道。
And so in the northern, in the nation of Israel, all of a sudden that there is this prophet that comes up to him. He's a shepherd. He's a poor farmer that comes up.
他不是祭司的后代，也自己也不是祭司。
He himself was not a priest nor a descendant of a priest.
他也不是先知学校，好像神学院毕业的啊。
And he did not graduate from seminary.
所以呢，他也不是 MD 或者是 DD 或者是 DMing。
He does not have all these titles that come with
him. 他什么都没有。
He did not have anything.
但是他那里讲的是神要他讲的话。
But what he proclaimed was the word of God.
从大的权柄从神那来的。
And what his power, the authority came from God.
他的名字叫做负担，他心里面有负担，不能不说。
And his name means burden or carrier burden.
心里面如同火烧，如果不说出来，好像就快死了。
And his heart has such a desire to proclaim God's word that if he does not say, it's as the fire was burning within.
神绝不，他说神绝不祝福你们现在的方式。
And he proclaimed that God will not bless the way you are living.
因为要悔改回转神。
You need to repent and return to God.
狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕呢？
When the lion roars, who is not afraid?
如果神发命令，谁能不说预言呢？
And if God calls me to do it, who cannot proclaim?
这是第三章第八节。
And this is in chapter 3, verse 8.
当时的百姓把先知的话都忘记了。
But in those times, all the people forgot the teachings of the prophet.
他们不尊重神的话。
They do not respect the word of God.
在皇宫当时的祭司，那个祭司是这个国家宗教的领袖。
The priest of the temple were the leaders of religion.
亚玛谢 他是专门讨好君王的。
However, what they did was they tried to please the king.
讨好会众的。
They tried to please the people that were attendants.
今天如果要他来讲到十几个故事，讲很多的笑话，大家在座的很动听的。
As if he was to come today, he would tell you a lot of stories, tell you a lot of jokes, and you would enjoy it.
现在的阿摩斯来讲的完全是严厉的话，责罚的话，预备迎接你的神这么重的话。
But what Amos is here to proclaim is something that is not pleasing to the ear. It is something that talks about the retribution that is coming from God.
这种职业的祭司受不了了，要赶他走啊。
A professional priest could not accept that and they wanted to chase him out.
你们回去嘛，回到南方去嘛。
Why don't you go back to the south?
你这个人不应该不值得，没有学位来讲什么道呢？
You are not worthy, you're not even qualified to proclaim the word of God.
但是阿摩斯有极大的权柄。
However, Amos comes with great authority.
针锋相对的指责他。
So he points to those that are accusing him.
他说你的妻子比在城中做妓女，你的儿女比倒在刀下。
And he proclaims that your loved ones will become prostitutes or become harems and your children will die.
你的地不仅有人粮啊来分取
，and the harvest of the land will be taken by other people.
他说你别死在污秽之地
，and you will die in a dirty and unworthy place.
以色列民众被掳到外邦
，and that the nation will be exiled.
离开本地
，and will leave this nation.
阿摩斯书第七章。
And so if you can find, you'll find this, you'll find this proclamation in Amos chapter 7, verse 17.
讲这些话，他不怕自己被杀的。
When Amos made this proclamation, he was not afraid for his life.
从神来的人绝对不会为五斗米折腰的。
Because those who are sent by God do not bow down to the forces of the world around them.
今天的传道人不但是要好好的服侍神，他还要有骨气，傲气不可有，骨气。不可无。
Today, as a minister of God's word, you must have the courage that comes from God.
对，要有骨气才能够讲神的道。
Because you must have courage in order to proclaim the word of God.
今天在这个无准则、无规矩、没有绝对的社会里边，我们需要一个先知来向我们讲话。
In today's corrupt world where there is no absolutes, we need a prophet to proclaim the word of God to us.
我们要向要听到好像阿摩斯的声音。
We need to hear voices such as Amos.
因为他的声音，神的话是有永恒的价值。
Because what he has to proclaim, the word of God, is with permanent, with eternal value.
我们今天来看看阿摩斯书第四章。
And so today we will be studying from the book of Amos chapter 4.
我先读，然后弟兄再用英文读。第四章。
And we will be first reading in Mandarin and then reading in English.
第四章第六节，一直读到十五节，十三节。
And we will be reading from Amos chapter 4, verse 6 through verse 13.
大家一起来看到阿摩斯书第四章。
And so let's all turn to Amos chapter 4.
你如果能够看你的圣经的话，同我一起来读啊。
And if you can read, you can read along.
第六节开始。
Verse 6.
我是你们在一切城中牙齿干净，在你们各处粮食缺乏。你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。第七节，在收割的前三个月，我使雨停止，不降在你们那里。我降雨在这城，不降雨在那城。这块地有雨，那块地无雨，无雨了就枯干了。这样两三城的人凑到一城去找水，却喝不足。你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的，我以旱风梅烂攻击你们，你们园中许多的菜树、葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树都被茧虫所吃，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的，我降瘟疫在你们中间，像在埃及一样，用刀杀戮你们的少年人，使你们中间的诚意如同我从前轻浮索多玛、俄摩拉一样，使你们好像从火中抽出一根柴，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的，以色列啊，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神，那创山造风，将心意指示人，使晨光变为幽暗，脚踏在地高处的，他的名是耶和华万军之神。
And I will be reading from Amos chapter 4, verse 6 through verse 13. Amos says, God said through Amos, I gave you empty stomach in every city and lack of bread in every town. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I also withheld rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. One field had rain, another had none and dried up. People staggered from town to town for water, but did not get enough to drink. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. Many times I struck your gardens and vineyards. I struck them with blight and mildew. Locusts devoured your fig and olive trees, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I sent plague among you as I did to Egypt. I killed your young men with a sword, along with your captured horses. I filled your nostrils with the stench of your camps, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a burning stick snatched from the fire, yet you have not returned from me, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel. And because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. He who forms the mountains, creates the wind, and reveals his thoughts to men. He who turns dawn to darkness and treads the highest place of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name.
这里有五组啊，农作农业社会的五组灾害。
Here it talks about five disasters for farmers.
饥荒缺粮。
It is as if there was a drought.
第六节啊，然后呢，第八节灾害无水，好像我们加州一样。
Verse 8 is a drought. Verse 6 it talks about the lack of harvest.
然后有蝗虫和茧虫为灾。
And then there is the insects such as locusts,
瘟疫杀戮
and such as plagues and killing,
还有倾覆全城，你们跑不了，从这个城到那个城都跑不了。
And there's the destruction of cities. You cannot run away from this destruction.
神借着这些祸患讲了一句话，你们还不归向我。
And yet, at all of these proclamations, it ends at yet you have not returned to me.
最后他讲到神是那个创造山造风啊，向心意指示人，使晨光变为幽暗，脚踏在地极高处，他的名字就是耶和华万军之神。
Yeah, at the very end, he proclaims who he is. He says, he is the one who forms the mountains, creates the wind, reveals his thoughts to men, who has turned dawn to darkness, and treads the high places of the earth.The Lord God Almighty is his name.
每一次神都很懊恼地讲，我用这个，你们还不归向我。
And God is disappointed and every time he says, I have done all these things, yet you have not returned to me.
然后底下说，我是耶和华，这是耶和华所说的。
And at the very end of every declaration, he says, declares the Lord.
五次都是 repeat, 都是这样来讲。
So this is repeated five times.
最后到十二节说你们当预备迎见
In verse 12 it says prepare to meet your God
我预备是一个 命令式的
prepare is a command
是叫听的人很注意的听预备吧预备
And those, it's for those that hear please prepare you must be prepared
也好像在法庭里边这个法官宣布底下就是宣判的
And as it was in court, as the judge was giving the verdict.
今天的法官在法庭里边呢，当宣判的时候，犯人同辩护的律师都要站起来。
And when a judgment is given in court, those that are the defendant as well as the defense lawyers must all rise.
这是无可避免的事实。
And this is something that is not avoidable.
这可能就两种的结果。
There is only two results from this.
有罪。或者无罪
guilty or not guilty
有罪就要受刑
if there's guilt then the punishment is to be proclaimed
无罪就释放
if there, without a verdict, if it's a non-guilty verdict then the prisoner is released
但是神一次一次都说你们还不归向我你们还不归向我就是一次一次的宣判你们还是一样的犯罪
And the Lord our God continued one time after another, five times he says, yet you have not returned to me. You continue in your ways.
神向他说你是我是你们万军的耶和华你是我的子民。
And God says, I am the Lord God Almighty and you are my people.
神是同人同选民立约的神。
And God is the one that has established this covenant with his people.
啊, 他永不离开他的, 他所赎的民。
And he promised that he will never forsake his people.
所赎他的子民要誓死忠心，要跟从神的话，归向神。
Those who belong to him will forever, that are supposed to be faithful to him, to loyal to him, to be following him to the ends of the earth.
我们知道这个啊，这一代的这个基督教的啊，一个辩护的一个文学家 C.S. Lewis 讲的话。
And we are familiar with a Christian apologetics in this generation. His name is called C.S. Lewis.
他曾经说过。他说我们厌落的时候神向我们低声细语接着良心向我们说话当我们痛苦的时候他对我们大声的喊叫痛苦是神向耳聋的世界的旷音器、
He once made the statement is that when we are low in where we are, he speaks gently to us, speaks with good conscience, with a good intention. However, when we are in sin, he actually speaks extremely loud. He is like that loudspeaker trying to awaken us. Awake the deaf world.
神用各种的困难，天灾人祸，各种的困难艰苦，告诉他的子民，你们要归向我。
He uses different troubles that we occur to remind us that we need to return to him.
今天你数一数2014年我们多少的灾害有没有
If just for this year, 2014, how many disasters have we occurred?
我相信我们住在加州的人都不知道加州发生多少次的火灾。
As even though as citizens, as members that live in the state of California, we probably don't even can't even count the amount of fire.
今天我们在坐这里，加州的火灾还在烧啊，你知不知道
？Even as we are sitting here, there is still wildfire.
有多少处呢？可能有十几处。
There might be 10 plus places where there is still fire going on.
每一次下雨的时候，南部、中西部或者是东岸下雨的时候，大水来冲的时候，同样的，在这种火灾干旱的时候发生。
And even while there is floods going on all over the other world, yet there is still these wildfires going on in Southern California or California.
这个天气，很多时候人就是说，地球的温度升高，天气或者很冷，或者很热，或者是干旱，或者是水灾，都是人所造的。
A lot of times people look at the weather, the climate right now, and they'll say there are certain places that are too cold, the extreme temperatures too, being too cold, being too hot, being too dry, having too much rain.
从另外一个观点来讲，神恨我们吗？
These are all created by men, or is it that maybe God hates us?
不是啊，神劝告我们，就是天灾人祸只是工具，叫我们归向他。
But rather, these are warnings from God, whether it's these natural disasters, to remind us that we need to return to Him.
我们要用另外一个角度来看我们领受神对我们的功课。
We need to look at these things from a different perspective to understand what is it the lesson that God wants us to learn.
有一对人去台湾这旅游。
A group of people went to Taiwan.
啊，去旅游。他这横贯公路之后。到这个泰鲁哥去看风景。
So they were in middle of Taiwan. They went to see this natural phenomenon.
风景啊 ，scene 啊 ，beautiful scene. 那么有一个人发现旁边一个路牌。
And at the scenic place, they looked at the sign. They see the sign.
上面写了四个字。
And the sign says four words.
小心落石。
Be careful of falling rocks.
Be careful of falling rocks. Exactly.这个人就笑了 ，falling rocks 这样的情况，下面就是山谷，几千尺，如果真是有 rock 下来的时候，我们跑到哪里去？他就笑了，这个牌子是多余的。
And so this person, the place that they went to visit is kind of like the Grand Canyon of in Taiwan. So he looks down, he sees this sign, beware of the falling rocks. He looks down at a valley and says, well, if a falling rock really came down, where could I hide? He says, this is just extra information.
Exactly. 他说我已一命呜呼了，还小心什么呢？
He said that I would die, so what can I be aware of?
旁边的朋友说你不要好笑啊。大石头快掉下来的时候之前呢一定要小石头 滚下山的你看见小石头的时候你可以还有时间躲避啊。
But his friend next to him says don't think just worry about the big rocks that are falling but before a big rock starts falling the little rocks start falling first the pebbles start coming down so you still have time to try to hide
小地震就是大地震的前兆啊。
The small earthquakes are a precursor to a major earthquake.
地质学家、地震专家在研究我们有多少秒钟之前可以发现大地震来到的时候，我们还可以躲避一下。
And one of the things that geologists are spending a lot of time is trying to determine how much time between a small quake versus a major quake, so people still have time to evacuate.
他们发现，哎呦，十多秒钟。
And they realize that's 10 plus seconds.
或是几秒钟，几秒钟对我们有什么功，有没有用呢？
But if you think about it, does a few seconds really matter?
哦，有用的。
Of course it matters.
当一个医生正在开手术的时候，几秒钟，赶快就停止，赶快就预备，赶快啊，就不要输血。
And so if a doctor was in was going to prepare for a surgery, then he still has that few seconds to terminate the surgery.
几秒钟也比完全没有准备好啊。
A few seconds is better than none.
你看见小石头掉下来的时候，你知道大石头就来到了。
When you start seeing the small pebbles falling, you see
不听警报的人呐、
啊，
不听警报的人就是愚昧的。不聪明的。
And those who do not heed to warnings are those that are foolish.
今天早上我们讲这个，你当预备迎接你的神。
This morning we talk about this topic, prepare to meet your God.
我们赶紧要预备的。
We really need to
每天都要预备的。
We need to prepare this on daily
basis. 你知道你什么时候见神呢？
Do you know when you're going to go meet God?
我不知道啊。
I do not know.
你也不知道啊。
I'm pretty sure you do not know.
每个人都要很小心的知道，我们自从1907年到现在多少年了
？From the year 1907 to now, how many years have passed?
大地震会来到的。
You know, eventually the major earthquake will come.
大地震会来到的。
That major earthquake will hit us.
我们是住在 Haywood Falls 上面，也就是 St. Andrea Falls 的上面重叠线。这个地震地区啊，一定常常有地震，大地震 ，the big one is coming。
And where we live is where two major fault lines cross each other, so the major earthquake is going to hit.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
Be careful in how you live. Do not live like the foolish, but live like the wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
Be careful of how you use your time because we live in a corrupt world.
以弗所书第五章。
And it's found in Ephesians chapter 5.
你当预备迎接你的神。
Please be prepared to
meet your God. 第二点我向大家所说的。如同最后一次讲的，如果你们还不跪向我，这一次轻浮就好像神审判索多玛、俄摩拉一样啊。
And it says, if you do not return to me, then the disaster that came to Sodom and Gomorrah will also come upon you.
那时候你们好像从火中抽出来的一根柴呀。
And you will be like a burning stick that is snatched from fire.
你们虽然安全，但是好像从火中经过一样啊。
But though you might yourself be saved, but yet you will be burned.
神说你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的。
But yet you do not return to me, declares the Lord.
神的手段，神的审判一定会来到。
God's judgment will come.
今天索多玛、俄摩拉，同现在的三藩市差不多。
Today's San Francisco is like Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为同性恋，而且加州同性恋立法， 啊，结婚，这已经好像是很合法。神的审判不来吗？一定会来。
And as we see the passing of gay marriage within the state of California, do you not think the judgment of God will come?
创世纪十八章那里说，神闻于我，神就说，我要下去，所多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶，神闻于我要下去，我一定要去查看他们。
In Genesis chapter 18, the Lord declares that Sodom and Gomorrah has degraded to a point that I must pass judgment on them.
所以用硫磺与火降下来，从天上降下来，把那里所住的全城、全平原同居民都焚烧干净啊。
And so the fire, the Sodom, the sulfur fire came from above and destroyed these two cities.
这是神对付当时的情况。
And this is how God judged those people.
神伸手抢救啊，其中一家人啊，就是啊这个亚伯拉罕的侄儿。
And however, God Himself raised out a hand to save a family.
罗德同他的两个女儿。
And it was Lot and his two daughters, who Lot was the nephew of Abraham.
啊。他的妻子还转头来看，就变成一根岩柱啊。
And but yet Lot's wife turned around, looked back, and she became a sulfur.
就好像我们舍不得我们所现在所住的地方啊。
And it's just as if we look back and we cannot forsake the things that we seem to possess.
神绝不允许这样的人。
God does not delight in these type of people.
神说：“你当预备迎接你的神。”
God says, "Prepare to meet your Lord."
到时候被救的时候是好像火中抽出来的一根柴呀。
And then when we are saved, we are like that burning stick that was snatched out of fire.
我们今天来考虑这句话的时候，有多少人真是能够切身的想到，我预备好了没有？我预备好了没有？我能够见神吗？神如果来的话，我能够见神吗？如果大地震来的时候，我能够预备好了没有吗？
Dear brother and sister, this morning as we contemplate this verse, prepare to meet your God. How many of you are ready to meet him? How many of you, when the big earthquake hits, that you're ready to meet your God?
你看十四的话，有一个妇人，她的房子都烧得干干净净的。最近发生的火灾是靠近这个Oregon 边界的一个小城，教堂也烧了，她也烧了，她。当这个火灭了之后，他再到回去他自己所住的地方，他想找一个什么？他的结婚钻戒啊。
And there was a recent current story about the fire that hit by the neighboring by the borderline with Oregon. Not only did her house get destroyed as well as the church, but when after the fire subsided, she went back looking for her wedding ring.
A wedding ring is a.就是 diamond ring 啊
，diamond wedding ring。
结果很多人帮他找
，and a lot of people were searching for it。
昨天的信息找到了
，and yesterday the news was
that they found it。我们今天还在抓住你的 diamond ring， 哇，这个很宝贝，这个很宝贝啊！但是大灾难来的时候，大地震来的时候，你躲避不及的时候，你什么 diamond ring 不 diamond ring 啊
？But even though they found it, and they said this is extremely valuable. But let me ask you a question: when the big earthquake comes, when you're meeting God。Are these things of any value?
那么第二段我从大家讲，神要的是什么呢
？So what is it that God desires?
神向我们要的是什么呢
？What is it that God desires from us?
我们不要尽可能的把神所不要的东西堆在神的面前。
What one thing is, let us not bring to God the things that He does not desire.
我们常常以为神喜欢这个，神喜欢那个。
Oftentimes we come before God and we have the preconception that God delights in this and God delights in that.
神说，我厌恶你们的燔祭。
He says that I despise the offerings that you have given me.
啊，我不喜悦你们的筵俗会。
I do not delight the things that you have done.
啊，你虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳。
Though you have offerings before me, but I will not accept it.
我也不顾你们用肥畜献平安祭，要使你们的歌唱声音远离我。
I do not delight in the burnt offerings of the peace offering, and what you have to praise, I keep it distant from me.
我不听你们弹琴的响声。
I will not hear the music that comes from you.
唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
For I desire righteousness to come.
今天神向你同向我要什么呢？
What is it that God desires from you and from me?
你以为我们每个礼拜来做礼拜，我们每个礼拜敬拜神，我们唱歌唱得好感动，有的教会敬拜赞美，上来唱啊跳啊舞啊，各样的方法，这是神所要的吗？
Is this what God desires, that we come once a week, we come and we worship Him and we sing music, we play these drums and then we're out there even dancing?
我们读经祷告，神，哎呀，神，我今天又读经了，今天我又祷告了，我向你是何等的虔诚啊，我向你敬拜是多好啊，神，以为这些很重要吗？
Do you really think God desires that you come to Him every day and say, Hey Lord, well look, I'm reading scripture again. I'm coming to you through prayer. Is this what God really wants from you?
可能我们这些都是仪式，你知道吗？
Could these all become ritualistic for us?
我们从用仪式来掩护我们自己对神的不尊敬。
It is through these rituals that we hide our irreverence toward God.
多少的时候我们是与神同心，不同心的人怎么同行呢？
Are we willing to follow the will of God? Because if we aren't willing to be united with Him, how can we walk with Him?
How can we walk with God? 所以这里所讲的一件事情是说，我们要与神同心啊。你有神的性情没有？
Do you have the attributes of God? Do you desire the things that God desires?
公元前第八世纪，这个弥迦先知也讲，世人啊。耶和华已指示你何为善，他所要的是什么呢？
800 years before Christ, during 800 BC, there's this prophet that comes and says, What is it that you desire?
你要的是行公义，好怜悯，与谦卑，用谦卑的心与神同行。
You desire those that walk faithfully, those that act righteously, those are the ones that you want to walk with them.
因今天的教会常常我们所 measure 的，我们今天有多少人来呀？我们的人数多少啊？我们以为出席率高了，我们就神就会很喜欢很喜欢。你看我们教会兴旺了，兴旺了。
How do we determine the success of a church? Oftentimes we look at the attendance. If there's a lot of people attending, hey, we have a very successful church.
我们常常以人数、人头来算，不是算我们灵命的光景来算。
We look at the quantity.Of those that are attendees instead of our spiritual conditions before God.
神他是道德的神，他是道德的维护者，他需要我们用谦卑的心与他同行。
God is a moral God. God desires us to come humbly before Him.
正常的同神有密切的关系。
That we have this close, intimate relationship with God.
每天与神来同行，这是神所要的。
God desires that we walketh with Him daily.
神求善不求恶。
He desires to do good and not to do evil.
求善的必存活。
And those who do good will survive.
神要我们常常与他同在。
God desires that we are constantly with Him.
今天我们活在一个混乱的世界里边。
And today we live in this corrupt and crooked world.
不正常的以为是正常。
That is irregular, we consider regular.
看见的很容易把我们吸引住，我们所看的，我们所听的，我们所活的方式都是不能够得到神所喜悦的。
A lot of things that attract our attention, that attracts the way we live, are not things that pleases God.
我们要行公义，好怜悯，用谦卑的心与神同行。
We need to walk righteousness with humility and walk humbly with our God.
1977年美国第39任大总统。
In 1977, we had our 39th president.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
他宣誓的时候他讲了一段话。
And when he was sworn in, he made a statement.
在国会面前他宣誓手摆在圣经上他讲了一段话。
And before Congress, he put his hand on the Bible and this is what he said.
他说我靠着神的恩典。
And it's through the grace of God.
在未来四年中
that in the following 4 years,
行事为人正直
I will do things rightly.
能真正行出神要我所做的标准
I will do things in accordance to the way God desires me to do.
你们都经历过吗？是不是？最年轻的也经历过吗？19啊， 97年了，四年之后。
But 4 years later.
落选了。
4 years later, Jimmy Carter was not re-elected.
啊，最后一次和内阁官员来谈话。
And during that time, he was talking to some of the officials.
他很失望。
He was very disappointed.
他说，向他们说，这是新闻记者报道的啊。
And this is, of course, according to the news media.
这是他自己说的话。
This is something that he himself said.
他说我是一个基督徒。
He said that I am a Christian.
有些事情我们知道应当怎样做。
There are many things that we know this is what we ought to do.
但是在这种环境里边。
But in the environment that we are in.
在这个社会里边行不通。
But in today's society, we cannot do that.
这是我非常可惜的事情。
And this is something I do live with regret.
非常可惜的事情。
And I think it is,
在一个不尊重神的社会里边，行不通神所要做的事情。
In an ungodly world, we cannot follow the standards of God.
150年前。
150 years ago.
英国的首相就任。
The Prime Minister for England.
当时的这个大主教汤普威廉 William Temple 那时候去见首相。
And the Archbishop William Temple went to talk to the Prime Minister.
啊，首相同他大发议论。
And they start discussing.
他说我要用登山宝训马太福音第六章来治理我们的国家。
And he says, I will run and I will run this country according to Sermon on the Mount.
William Temple 笑笑，不可能，他说。
And William Temple smiled and said, "That's not possible."
你觉得一个大主教在这个首相的面前说不可能，他用神的话来治理国家，还说不可能。
And this is kind of funny because you have the Archbishop who is supposed to be a servant of God, and you said that I want to rule this country or I want to run this country according to the word of God, and yet he laughs.
这是一个悲剧。
And
William Temple 所讲的一句，他说，因为在我们的国家里边，很多人都不信的，不信神的。
And this is what William Temple said. He says that within this nation, there are many unbelievers.
这个登山宝训是向那些信神的人，是神的儿女们行事为人的生活表现。
But rather, the Sermon on the Mount, the teachings for the Sermon on the Mount, are intended for those that belong to God.
今天我们的国家很多人不信神，根本不信神。
He said, in our nation, there are many people that do not belong to God.
你说你用神的话来治理国家，哪里可能呢？
So how is it possible to run a country in accordance to the word of God?
今天是多大的悲剧啊！
Isn't this sad?
啊，有的事情好像 Jimmy Carter 说，啊，我们想做的，我们做不来。
As Jimmy Carter said, what we desire to do, we cannot do in today's
age. 很可惜的是。
And what is unfortunate about this is,
神必定照着他的话来审判我们。
Yet God will judge the nations according to His words.
预备迎接你的神，对每一个基督徒来讲，你当预备好来迎接你的神。
Prepare to meet your God. Every Christian needs to prepare to meet their God.
各位弟兄姊妹，你预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
圣经里边讲有十个童女。
And the Bible talks about the 10 virgins.
都在准备迎接新郎。
And they are waiting to greet the bridegroom.
啊，五个童女，她是聪明的童女。五个童女是愚拙的童女。
5 are wise and 5 are foolish.
啊，那个聪明的童女呢，老早准备好自己。
And the wise virgins have prepared themselves.
她灯里边也有。
And then their lamp, there was oil.
谁是来的，谁是可以去迎接他。
So when the bridegroom came, that they would be able to.
人家说新郎快来了，快来了。那愚拙的童女说，看灯里面没有油，她要去买油，向人家借油。人家说，我怎么可以借给你呢？
And they hear that the bridegroom is coming, but yet these five foolish virgins are still looking for oil so that they can start their lamp.
但是他们去买油的时候。
And so they were trying to borrow oil, but no, they had to buy it.
新郎来了。
The bridegroom came.
门打开了。
The door opened.
聪明的五个童女去迎接新郎了。
And the five wise virgins went to greet the bridegroom.
在愚拙的五个童女在外面黑暗里边去找去买油，太来不及了，来不及了。
The five foolish virgins are still out there seeking oil. It's too late.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们准备好了没有？
Dear brothers and sisters, are you ready?
准备好大地震的人呢，在地下室还预备好多东西啊，又有水啊，又有罐头啊，又有干粮啦，还有早餐用的麦片啊，什么都有啊，咖啡也有啊。
And you know, today in today's world, there are people that are prepared for the big earthquake. They have these earthquake preparation kits in which they have water ready, they have a canned food, they have other things.
冬天滑雪的人呢，到这个 Lake Tahoe。或者是 Big Bear 去滑雪的人，汽车后面都预备好的。如果被风雨阻了，我这还有一两天的时间在车子里边，我也是饿不死啊。
And for people that go skiing, whether it's over at Lake Tahoe or Big Bear, those that have experience inside in the trunk, they actually have food that's prepared that in case that they get snowed in, they will have food.
他们都预备好的。
They are all prepared.
还有手电筒啊。
They even have flashlights.
还有沙包啦。
They have sandbags.
什么都有啊，预备好了。
They're really ready for this.
这五个愚拙的童女啊，他们根本就没有预备好，灯里面没有油，出去买油的时候，新郎就到了。
These five foolish virgins were not ready. Their lamp was empty.
他们在黑暗之中。
So while in darkness.
被关在门外。
They will be left outside in the dark.
圣经说那日子那时辰没有人知道，没有人知道新郎什么时候来呀。
The Bible tells us and warns us that we do not know the time or the day.
各位弟兄姊妹，
when God will return.
你预备好了没有？
Dear brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you prepared?
你当预备迎接你的神。
It says here, prepare to meet your God.
我们每次出门的时候，我们都是好像什么都预备好了。他门一关，开了几迈路，我的师母说：“哎呀，我忘记带那个，忘记带那个，你回头好不好？回头好不好？”我说：“我不回头了，不回头了，因为时间已紧逼了，我要赶到LA 去啊。”
Oftentimes, when we leave from home, we think that we're all prepared. And as we drive a few miles later, my wife will say to me, I forgot this, I forgot that. Can we turn around? And I always say, I can't because we need to be on time.
最近发生的事情，最近发生，我报告你一件最近发生的事情。
And I'll share with you something that happened recently.
我们上了车子，打了 GPS.
We got onto the car, we put in the address in the GPS.
把地址也打进去。
Put the address in.
我的师傅打了好几次打不进去啊，没有这条街，没有这条街啊。
And oftentimes we kept on putting the street name and the GPS could not locate it.
我们回家，在我这 PC 电脑上来找。
Yeah, so let's go home and then we're going to go on the computer and say maybe Google Map.
我们已经开了20分钟了，还叫我回家。
And I've already driven 20 minutes. Should I really return back?
我就同我的师母大声叫，我才不回家呢，你回家好了。
And I told my wife that I'm not going home. You can go home.
他说你这个人就是这样的固执啊，我们常常兜啊兜啊兜啊兜，在 LA 兜好久都找不到啊。
It says you're so stubborn. That's why we oftentimes get lost in the city of Los Angeles.
讲更生气了。
And the more we talk, we got angry at each other.
我说你结婚46年了。
I said, I've been married with
you 46 years. 一辈子就跟你兜啊兜啊兜啊兜兜到现在。
And all we do is we drive around in circles and getting lost.
我这一辈子就兜着车子开了兜来兜去兜来兜去啊。
I've married you and all we do is we get lost.
生气的话我就不讲话了。
And she was very angry and I didn't respond.
你怎么讲我也不回头。
Because no matter what she said, I was not going to respond.
走了，我说那个地址找不到，你找另外一个地址，就是附近的那个地址，我就说我在日记本里面有那个地址，你把地址拿出来。
And so I said to her that even though we cannot find this exact location, but in my diary there is another place that talks about that is very very close to that location.
后来就打到了。
And she put the information. We found the place.
就开五号公路，一直到了 LA 了。
And so we're coming down Interstate 5 and we came into Los Angeles.
我说到那个地方我记得是走一条公路，什么公路的名字呢？我就想不起来60号。
And as I got there, I said, I remember there's a freeway that I needed to take, and it didn't matter what, I just cannot remember what it was. Oh, it's Highway 60.
我怎么知道后来是Highway 60? 后来我们就说,打个电话给谁给谁?
And so then, how did I know that it was Freeway 60? Because I decided that we were going to call brother or sister.
打了个电话给亲戚告诉说,啊, 你从到五号公路, 然后转到Pasadena 210, 210又转到605, 605又转到60号。
And so as we called my cousin up, and my relative says, come down I-5, you can take the 210 in Pasadena, and then take the 605 and then connect to the 60.
对了,来了。
Exactly, that's what I remembered.
那60号公路就来到了,没有靠GPS, 我们两个瞎子就来到真正到的地方了。
And even though without a GPS, we were able to find the location.
我们没有兜来兜了,一辈子兜了46年。
And we did not spend another 46 years trying to find this location.
你当预备迎接你的神,
prepare to meet your God.
今天早上就同讲, 这个很简单的一课,
it is a very simple message.
神要的是什么呢?
What is that God desires?
叫我们与他同行。
He desires that we walk humbly with him.
行公义, 好怜悯,
to love,
谦卑的心与神同行。
To love justice, to walk, to love righteous, and to walk humbly with God.
在世上为人, 这是好像行公义, 好怜悯。
And to live in this world, we must love justice and we must love righteousness.
不但只是自己灵修,
and not just self-study.
还要顾及别人。
You do need to care for those that are around you.
今天这个社会, 真是用神的话不能够治理。
This society, this world cannot be changed by the, cannot be controlled or run by the word of God.
为什么不能够治理?
And why cannot we run this?
因为信主的人太少了。
Why can we not run this world with, according to God's way? Because
今天我们的教会,
there are not believers.
如果在座的每一个人好好的带领人归主,
if our church is willing to go out, share the gospel, and bring them to Christ,
多的人信主, 整个的社会有改变。
As more and more people become Christians, the world will change.
这次我去了中国,
this time I was just in China.
去了温州,
I went to Wenzhou.
看见政府强行的拆教堂,
and I, what I saw there was that the government was tearing down churches.
这是在我们面前几千万美金建的教堂, 过了三天, 夷为平地。
Churches that spend millions of US dollars that were funded by missionary by these sending organizations, they were torn down after 3 days.
不是sending,
只平信徒了。So these churches took about a few million dollars to build, but yet they were raised to flat ground.
200多间教会,
200 plus churches.
对啊,拆那个最高的那个十字架,
that if there was a cross at the top of the building, it was torn down.
今天在这种社会里边, 为什么, 为什么这种不合法的事情行呢?
Why are this illegal act still being conducted?
因为信主的人太少了。
Because those that believe God, those that are believers are too few.
最近遇到一个从温州来的弟兄在美国读神学。
Recently I came across a brother that's from the city of Wenzhou that was here studying a seminary.
他说, 共产党有7000万的党员。
There's millions of communist members.
7000万。7000万的是多少?
70 million.
70 million. 啊, 他说我们基督徒能够超过 70 million 就更好了。
It says that if we have more than 70 million Christians in China, that would be even a better place.
讲得蛮乐观的。
It seems very optimistic.
赶快传福音。
Share the gospel.
如果你同我在座的一年一年的在座感而不动,
we might sit here, we might hear it, we might feel that, oh, this is a good message, but there's no action.
没有用啊,
it's useless.
只是个人灵修还是不够啊,
to just study the word of God by yourself is useless.
要整个的动员去传福音啊。
It needs to become an action, and we need to go and share the gospel.
每个人在为这个事情祷告, 为这教会的前途来祷告，为教会传福音的事情来祷告，为教会的宣教士来祷告，这个才能够有美好的前景。
We need to pray for the church, pray for the future of the church, pray for the missions of evangelism of the church.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，感谢赞美你，我们听到先知的话，你当预备迎接你的神。很多时候我们没有预备好，我们好像愚拙的童女一样，我们在黑暗里，我们的灯也没有油，结果被拒绝能够迎接新郎。主啊，你来的日子近了，我们当预备好自己来迎接你。主啊，真是求主自己激发我们，叫我们在这个地方好好的努力来传福音，引人归主，使很多人得到福音的好处，使很多的人能够进入神的家庭，成为神的儿女。主啊，求你激发我们的爱心、信心，我们最终就是要归向神，就要归向神，与神同行。不能同心，怎么同行呢？主啊，求主自己怜悯，使我们在你的面前常常想到这一句话：你当迎接你的神，你当预备迎接你的神。主啊，听我们的祷告，祝福我们的聚会，在秋林会这第二堂里边，能够想到，没有想到别的事情，就是所有的事情忘记了，但是有一件事我们要记得，我们当预备自己迎接主来。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your warning and for your proclamation that we need to prepare ourselves to meet our God. Lord, let us not be like the foolish virgins who are waiting outside, not unprepared, because that would disqualify us from approaching you. Lord, I pray that as we are preparing ourselves, that we prepare ourselves to meet what you desire of us to be. Let us walk according to your will. Let us understand what your desire is. Lord, as we look at today's world, we realize that this world is lost. This world is without hope. And we know that this world is not prepared to meet you. Lord, you called us to be that light, and you called us to be that salt of this earth. I pray that in all things, not only are we preparing ourselves in accordance to your will, but we are also warning those that are around us, sharing with them the wonderful news of the gospel, that people will come and turn back to you. Lord, as we continue on today's session, this fall retreat, I pray that even if we do not remember anything, we are warned and we are encouraged to prepare ourselves to meet you, Lord. Lord, I pray for brothers and sisters here, that may that we, what we hear will be firmly planted in our hearts. It will not be moved away. Lord, give us the courage and the diligence to continue to walk in your way. Lord, I thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们唱一首歌好吗?
Let's sing a hymn.